Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is frightful.
Seems to be in some places.
Fire is so delightful.
Got a fire going in your house, Jennifer?
Since we've
no
place to
no?
Go.
The fires are outside
going.
In California, not
yeah.
inside.
No,
right. We're not allowed to burn fire here. Only forests.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is another hour of the DJV program. If you're just joining us, it's Tuesday morning, the 21st of December. Happens to be the first day later in the day, first part of the winter solstice, i.e. winter begins today, and it is the shortest period of sunlight. So tomorrow, yippee, we can celebrate the extra minute or so of daylight that we had yesterday. We'll have tomorrow, but today, actually the first full day of winter is tomorrow. It begins sometime this afternoon, and so here we have something to celebrate. That is we being the DJVers. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keithan is here. Jay's joining us for a lot of different conversation about what's going on, what's trending, people and things that are trending in the news. That's what we're here to do. We talk about the events of the day. The spirit of winter is upon us. The spirit of Christmas is upon us. It's kind of misplaced in terms of weather anyway. There's snow on the West Coast where I'm going next week, and it's actually raining and in the 40s here where I am. On the East Coast. So, Jennifer, what about all this heavy rain, the snow, as it piles? That's kind of a funny expression. Snow piling up. Well, it does on the mountains.
Well, the snowpack is what we need. So
this is
actually really good. Nobody is complaining at all because California had been, and this is cyclical, which is what we talk about all the time, where there's like 2 wet years and then 3 dry years, and California was at the end of that cycle of dry, and it was predicted that it was going to be a pretty dry winter, and I'm going to knock on wood and on my head, and so far so good. The snowpack has been really good for Northern California, which is where a lot of the water supply comes from for the state.
Yeah.
So that's really good news. We've gotten some good rainstorms in Southern California over the last couple of days, and I think last time, you know what the worst weather forecaster thing is your Apple iPhone. I don't know if any of you get
frustrated. The worst.
It can be pouring rain outside, and it says it's sunny and 73.
Yeah, it's 10 degrees
like,
off. It's the worst.
It's just really strange. But according to that terrible forecast, which may be nothing at all, there's rain in the forecast for, like, the next 5 out of 10 days.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. iPhone weather for L.A. at 54 degrees right now. It's going to be in the 50s most of the – well, I got up to 64 today. I'm just looking further ahead. I get there, 50s all next week. Good heavens.
It's been pretty chilly, actually, yeah. And I love
still
it.
Right
I'm
at
here
home
for
here.
It.
Mm-hmm. 80% chance of rain tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and into next week. That's what my iPhone LA weather says. What's the weather like where you are down in New Jersey, Victoria? What's the
it's probably
pretty much the same as what we got here.
Yeah, I mean, by the way, the Weather Channel app, it's a free app. That's by far the most accurate.
Much better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I don't even mess with the other ones. Yeah, I mean, it's 30 right now. It's going to go up to mid-40s. It's kind of hovering around mid-40s this whole week. On Saturday for Christmas, we'll get some rain, but it'll be 52, so that's not terrible.
Okay, so then the people who don't know the experience that California has, as you just alluded to, Jennifer, the fact that it rains a lot, I pick, is it La Nina or El, I can remember El Nino or La Nina.
Yeah.
It's a La Nina winter when it rains a lot, right? And it's colder.
La Nina is dry. El Nino is wet, I believe.
All right. El Nino. So the male of the species is wet.
Yeah, I think. Let's double check.
All right. So in that circumstance, the people who are trying to get this Build Back Better bill built, say that again fast, Doug, the Build Back Better bill, anyway, you know what I'm talking about, I get all that money, are taking shots at Joe Manchin because they say he's going to be singularly responsible for devastating the world because of the climate change money that's in the bill. Well, not so fast. Let's take a look. That is not his purpose. It does reign, all of that scare stuff reigns supreme when it comes to looking at passing a bill like this. Let's put all our force on him. It's his fault. It's terrible. Climate change is a problem. Changing circumstances atmospherically, many of the things that if we're suffering or going through are because of man-made influence, the burning of fossil fuel, et cetera, et cetera. But if you take a look at this bill and take a close look at how it's crafted and where the money goes and what isn't addressed in the bill, i.e. waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, one of the biggest stains on our modern history in terms of spending is how much money we throw away, we waste, whether it is deliberate or whether it is just because of bad management. All kinds of things enter into this. But if you guys in Washington can get your together and then address these things, you would have the money that you need, you say you need. I'm not an expert in how to fix it. I hear a lot of things from a lot of people about how to deal with it. But the fools who say this West Coast thing, the drought, rain, all of that stuff, that's climate change. That's just complete nonsense. I have a stronger word for it. It's BS. I have a stronger word for it than that. But now climate change disaster, that's the latest thing from the people who want to get this bill, which is loaded with pork, passed. No sale as far as I'm concerned. What about the two of you?
Well, what numbers are you seeing that you're saying are pork? I'm just curious, the breakdown of it. Because everyone has a big general opinion,
okay,
but I haven't heard anybody. Yeah, but I'm just clarifying my question.
I understand that.
Everyone has a big general
for the question.
Okay, never mind.
Is that you made your question, so I'm going to answer it. If you look at the budget, generally speaking, there is up to 40% waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, according to any number of experts who look at these things and study them. And I always use the Defense Department as a pretty good example. Across the board, however, it's pretty consistent. But the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse number in the Pentagon budget, $700 billion, give or take 10%.
Right, well, that's the defense budget. I'm talking about the Build Back Better.
It's all the same thing.
I'm asking specifically about this bill, because you're talking about Joe Manchin.
If you want me to answer, I can answer this one for you, because here's the thing. This is a bill that is going to cost $5 trillion. The neutral, non-political Congressional Budget Office says that it's going to cost upwards of like $4.75 trillion. Democrats and the Biden administration are lying about this, saying that it's going to cost $1.75 trillion because that was the number they said they had to get to try to get Manchin to vote yes on it. But Manchin's awake to the long term, that you don't create government programs and then get rid of them. And so what Democrats are saying is $1.75 trillion is going to be closer to $5 trillion. That's not a Republican number. That's the CBO. That's what a lot of economists are saying. And Democrats have been lying, saying that that number's already paid for. Some of the stuff inside the bill is ridiculous. Do you realize that in this bill, anybody who works for the media organizations, like news organizations, will not have to pay income taxes? Do you realize that trial lawyers will not have to pay income taxes? Why is that the media and trial lawyers won't have to pay income taxes as part of
what
the Build Back Better bill?
What provision is that under? I don't understand that.
It's in the bill. Read it. I mean, it's there. What provision is it under? Find it in the bill. It's there. I mean, go through it. Because that, to me, is the reason that people like Joe Manchin can't vote for this bill.
No, the reason he can't vote for it is because he doesn't want any of the climate stuff, because he makes $500,000 a year in his coal funds.
Well, also,
everybody knows that.
Well, also, West Virginia.
But people don't want to talk about that.
But also in West Virginia, if you want to talk about some of the climate issues in West Virginia, it was also done by an independent economist saying that West Virginia would be the most adversely affected by this bill when it comes to inflation and all the regulations that will be dumped on him. So he represents West Virginia first before he represents Bernie Sanders or AOC. And if his people of West Virginia don't want this bill, and they don't because it would be extremely bad for them, then of course he's going to have to stand up against it.
So one guy who represents 0.5% of the entire country is holding government.
That's the way it works.
Okay.
That's the way it works. That's when one person.
Well, I think Doug was right when Doug said Manchin setting himself up to run for president. I think because this guy's been in the headlines every day and he loves it. He's on his yacht in the one of the poorest states in the country, and that's
how. So what's wrong with that?
Oh, I know you defend billionaires. I know you love that. He's in the poorest country, but you do. I mean, you do.
I do.
But he's literally in the one of the poorest states in the country.
They create, they're the ones who, with their money, they create jobs. Why are you snickering?
They don't.
That's true. Yes, they do.
The people
who have money are the ones who have businesses and create jobs. And if you don't think we should have them, then we'll become like China.
I didn't say
that. And the state controls everything. Well, under the circumstances, to go back to
what
I was saying before.
Real quick, Doug, it's more than just billionaires, because it's very easy for Joe Manchin to be the one who's like the face on all of this. But Kyrsten Sinema wasn't going to vote for this bill. It's unclear whether John Tester was going to vote for this bill. And it's unclear if Mark Warner was going to even vote for this bill. But they have more political stuff to deal with in their state this year, with many of those senators up for re-election. And so Manchin, I know everybody likes to poo on him today because he's the one that stood up, but he actually became the face because he's not up for re-election this coming year. And so he kind of was the one who stood up. It's very unclear whether those other four senators would have voted for this or not. He's just taken the brunt of it because for him, he's in a state where he can do that. So politically, he became the face of it.
Well, he loves the headlines.
To go back to what I said before, the essence of what happens with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, it doesn't really make any difference whether it's the Pentagon budget, whether it's you pick any one of the budgets, and the collective waste, fraud, and corruption that the congressional budget, there are plenty of private groups that study this as well, but if you take the government's own congressional budget office and look at the numbers, they are outrageous, and the taxpayers who are paying not only through the nose for the interest of all the money we borrowed, and then you have to pay for all of the things that are mandated by various laws and bills, and then you pay for the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is a part of government. To not see that is, you know, kind of blind. And then you put it all together. So there are plenty of ways that you could move money around. Manchin, yeah, he benefits from having coal. And so maybe that disqualifies him from being objective. But he is representing his constituents, like that or not. But under the circumstances, we still have a huge problem. It's 18 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last-minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com this week only. Plus, new deals on stocking stuffers. Save through December 20th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's Tuesday, the 21st of December, and we have more on Chris Noth and what his legacy may or may not be. What a shame. Whether I would like to think that all this stuff isn't true, but that's because I like the guy, but there are a lot of things that would lead one to one who is objective to at least thinking that there may be something to all of this. But should he be fired from everything? That's the question we'll talk about after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, so it's not going to be a Merry Christmas for Chris Noth, it looks like, Jay Kirshner. The fact that he was fired from the second lead on The Equalizer, probably the most dramatic of all the things that have happened to him to this point anyway, For those of you who don't remember, why don't you go through all the charges that have come about, Jay, will you?
Yeah, he's getting dropped left and right. He has three sexual assault allegations against him stemming from starting in 2004. The alleged victims range in age from 18 to 25 at the time of the alleged assaults. His talent agency dropped him. That Peloton commercial that was kind of in response to And Just Like That, Big's death, that's been pulled. So many other things he was involved with or supposed to be involved with, that has been pulled. His wife is a source that said that she is not doing well amid all of this. And
what is,
they're likely
is that not doing well means what? She's going to file for divorce? She's she's depressed? What are the pieces of pie?
Quite possibly. Even if these sexual assault allegations are false, he still had an affair, which he admitted to. So things are just...
But he did say his wife knew about it. Has she acknowledged that she knew about it?
She hasn't said anything publically.
No, she hasn't.
This is all speculation. You know, there's a lot of stories like, oh, well, you know, she's upset and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, that's speculation. I'm sure she would be upset, but she has not said anything.
Well, and there's a lot more people kind of coming out of the woodwork and making their comments and saying how he is a lech and kind of adding to the storyline. There is a difference between somebody who gets drunk and crosses a certain line and then there's sexual assault. There are victims who are claiming sexual assault. And this is something that it almost needs to go to trial. There needs to be an investigation.
It has to go to trial. He's never going to get his life back. If he wants to, he lawyered up. Ironically, his lawyer also is Prince Andrew's lawyer. So I don't know what that says about the case.
I don't know if that helps you look at a
I don't know that it helps. Yeah.
But, and the ladies of Sex and the City and then Just Like That have released a joint statement saying that they're deeply saddened by the allegations and they support the women who have come forward.
No. Supporting, it just seems like there's a whole lot of stuff here, finger-pointing. It is a shame, though, under the circumstances, looking at his body of work. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Products made from recycled ocean plastic include everything from sunglasses and t-shirts to running shoes and yarn. Now Ford is a leader in sustainability and is the first automaker to use 100% recycled ocean plastics to produce automotive parts. The small parts represent a large first step in the company's plans to produce other parts of recycled ocean plastics on other models. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I'm Andy Solomon. Now that the dark days of winter have descended upon us, if there's one thing we could all use a little more of, it's a dose of lighter lights and brighter brights. And what more obvious way to do that than to bring T-Mobile and Hasbro together to introduce Light Bright T-Mobile Edition, now with 184 magenta pegs. For just $20, you can get your very own Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. And if you act before Christmas, shipping and handling are completely free. Besides the brand new magenta pegs, it also comes with the traditional Lightbright pegs and 4 wireless-inspired templates. At T-Mobile's 5G Lightbright website, users can download and upload other design templates to add hours upon hours of fun. Lightbright T-Mobile Edition originally sold out within 30 hours of first being announced, but now it's back in stock and ready to ship. To get your own...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough, they'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything, just quit.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut spoke at an award ceremony on December 11th, hosted by a Communist Party affiliate whose leaders use the event to recruit potential members to the organization. Blumenthal, one of the wealthiest members of the Senate, gave out certificates of special recognition from the Senate to three winners of the Amistad Awards, given annually by the Connecticut People's World Committee, an affiliate of the Communist Party USA. Senior editor Chris Bedford from the Federalist Publication on Fox News.
I mean, this is a party sponsored by the Connecticut People's World Party. It's pretty obvious to anyone who's got an ounce of sense, especially someone who's been around as long as the senator has, that this is a communist event. And if, as you point out, there's any doubt remaining, then maybe when they called it communist in the introduction speech, that would have tipped him off. But this is a classic game that people play in Washington, D.C., where they hold hands with communists, whether it's here in Connecticut or whether it's in China, where they've got investments, where they're making money, where they've got all these different things, whether it's Silicon Valley or Washington, D.C., they work with the communists abroad. And they always say, oh, well, we didn't know about this, we didn't know about that. But the truth is out there. We've got, because of this 100-year anniversary, 100 years of the most brutal crimes against humanity by the communists, 100 years of oppression, 100 years of mass murder, 100 years of censorship. These are their friends. This is where they're making money. And when he wants to talk about, I'm a fan of capitalism in America, well, his actions speak a lot louder than words, and we can see this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you focusing on a lot of things that are kind of like, okay, let's see, we'll weigh this discussion over here with that focus and another discussion over here. And as much, I said this yesterday, I actually said this, and then somebody said to me yesterday, don't say we shouldn't be talking about it. But it's hard, and, you know, this is the place for an honest exchange, whether we agree or like or don't like what other people are thinking or saying. And in this circumstance, the Omicron thing has a lot of people buffaloed, thanks to the news media, inappropriate coverage, too much focus on the negative. It is a problem. No question about it. But do we need to mobilize the same sorts of things that were, do we have to eliminate the things? Do we have the chaos that we did? Do we have scientifically dubious messages that come from various sources about Omicron? I'm not talking about COVID across the board. I'm just talking about COVID in terms of the problem that we have with Omicron at the moment. Are we going to go to war again? Yesterday was declared by the governor of Massachusetts, or maybe it was the mayor of Boston, I don't know, that you got to wear a mask in public places. That's happening more and more here and there. Not a bad idea, but again, we're talking once again about mandates versus education. And speaking of education, the question is asked now frequently, if you have an objective sort of view of this, what is the difference between Omicron, the symptoms that you have, and a cold? And I've asked Ken Kronhaus, who is the cardiologist, I'll ask Jack Stockwell as well, who is our more of a homeopath. But the bottom line is that if you have a sore throat, if you have a runny nose, you have a cold. Do you have COVID? Do you have Omicron? Yeah. Maybe, but that's why you get tested. I had the same circumstance, and it frustrated me because people were saying, oh, he's got COVID. And I thought to myself, nah, I really don't have it. I've had my booster shot, but I just don't feel like all the things that I've read were symptoms are the way you feel. Like the other stuff, you know, losing your smell. When you went through the earlier stages, Jennifer, you had COVID before Delta even was a problem or on the surface. So anyway, we've got the world soaring into another fast-forward train of, oh, my God, what are we going to do? When in my world, what I'm looking at from any source that I trust, it's not. It's you get it? It's all over the place. Look at how quickly it's spread all over the world. It's been, what, a month, 2 months maybe at the most since the South Africans started to blow the whistle? How long has it been? Maybe not even 2 months. Right?
Doubles every 2 days now.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it's a new variant of SARS-CoV-2, and the first reporting of it actually was in mid-November. And so from that point, it's classified as a variant by various organizations. Okay, so we got that. But who's dying? How many people are really, really, really sick? Even if you haven't had a shot, it's worse on you if you've not had a shot. From what I can tell, looking at this stuff, I'm looking at a Canadian report because it's all over Canada now, as well as pretty much everywhere else. But I find the Canadian stuff, they have what is the equivalent for Center of Disease Control up there. And they are comparing it to Delta. And in a lot of ways, they say it's too early to tell how it compares. But then they went through the mutation. They went through the cold stuff and how this is a lady that's a specialist in the University of Halifax who did the overview of how severe it is, how the infection works. And anyway, Canadians, a lot of them get sick with a cold, so they felt it was very important to compare the symptoms up there and to figure out whether there was anything that was different. And the distinction, according to this woman, is almost impossible to make. So, do you have a cold?
Or do
you
have the real flu? Well, that's why everyone should get tested. Don't just think it's just a cold. Go and get tested, because spreading this around, it's so easy to spread Omicron, as we've seen the numbers. Like this time last week, it made up for 13% of all the cases, the new cases. Now it's at 73%. So it's easily going to take over Delta as the most prevalent.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, yeah. And the thing that's weird, too, well, not weird, but the thing that's unfortunate is there are so many stories now. And Brian May, who's the guitarist from Queen, just documented his whole battle with COVID. He was boosted, and he and his wife have been hermits for the last year and a half. They went to one lunch, 15 people. They all took rapid tests. Everybody was negative, and 8 of the 15 got like really bad COVID. So the problem, though, is that everyone got symptoms 2 days after the lunch, but the tests can't pick up anything, so they got three negative tests, thinking, oh, well, it must just be a cold. He kept diligently testing, and on day five, it was positive. And other people that, you know, said, oh, well, I tested negative, so I obviously don't have it. It must just be a cold. But it really is COVID. So it's kind of, it's just hard to tell. Everyone, you just have to keep testing.
If you're sick, longer. Just stay home. You know, yeah. This is one of the things that I think we've learned from COVID, is that, you know, we used to give awards to people. I know. Because we used to reward people going, oh, my gosh, look at that fighter at work today.
Right.
It doesn't feel good, you know, powering through and blah, blah, blah. And that used to be, like, the norm where you'd give accolades to people for, like, going through sickness. I think that's the one thing. Well, one of the things that we've learned from this, don't do that. If you're not feeling good, just stay home. Nobody needs to pass around.
And don't trust one negative test. Keep testing because it takes 5 days for rapid.
But don't pass around a cold, the flu, or COVID.
Are we going to spend all of our time running to get tested? That's another question. I looked at, there's a podcast.
And the tests are in short supply now. Have you guys been hearing about that?
Yeah. Can't get them anywhere.
Biden's supposed to speak, you know, Biden speaks on Tuesday, tonight. He speaks on Tuesday night. And he's supposed to, I guess, talk about a deal where they just acquired, I guess, or spent $500 million on more tests. So it's,
you can get at home tests from the
And the boosters. Yeah. I'm bringing all the folks who work for me on the farm down to get their booster because it's been 6 months to the day.
That's good. Don't wait. Tomorrow. That's good. Because that lag time is dangerous.
Yeah. No, you should get the shot. There's a podcast called In the Bubble, hosted by somebody named Andy Slavitt, who is a White House medical advisor. And he basically says in the podcast, the bad news is that almost everything here leads us to believe that this is going to be a serious impact, but we'll be in it and out of it. We'll be out of it as fast as we were into it. No timetable, but, you know, that's a, I suppose we want to look at the bright areas. There's shortages everywhere of tests.
Because the speed that it's spreading, it's going to, I mean, isn't it weird? I was just texting with a friend yesterday who has COVID right now, and he's not feeling well, but, and I said, you know, no one talks about herd immunity anymore. I haven't heard a single person mention that in months. Is that off the table? Is that still a possibility? If everyone gets Omicron, which basically at this point, whether you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, it feels like everyone's going to get it. And if you're vaxxed and boosted, you're going to have a much easier time of it. But are we going to reach herd immunity? Is that still a thing? Maybe we can ask Dr. Jack.
Yeah.
Because no one talks about it anymore. Remember, that was like the big thing, and just it fell away. No one talks about it.
But also, why the vaccine mandates if everybody is catching this? Vaxxed or unvaxxed? It's a question that I asked too, Jay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, the hospitals are filled with unvaccinated people, so I guess that's the
hospital,
reasoning.
Why are so many people in the hospital? Because it isn't that serious. You get it and you lose it. What
the
is going on?
Hospitalizations are way up.
What are they treating
here
at the hospital? I haven't seen it here in my local.
Oh, it's all over Jersey, New York. And Lewis's friend is a doctor in Miami. He texted him last night. The hospital's filled in Miami. It's all unvaccinated people with Omicron. It's everywhere. I mean, it's just.
Well, but unvaccinated
also
vaccinated or
people.
Vaccinated.
I know somebody who's double vaxxed and boosted and was in the hospital with it. Mm-hmm. It seems like this.
How
this
seriously
virus
ill were they?
It's
in the hospital.
It doesn't care. It doesn't care about. Yeah, it doesn't care who you are, what your body type is, what kind of health you have,
Claire. Jay.
Jay.
Who?
You're like my grandmother. You just say names.
Yeah,
it's
keep going.
Hey, you.
I find one. Yeah. What are they suffering from? What do they have? They have a high temperature.
She couldn't breathe. She was in the hospital because she couldn't breathe. And,
so did she have Omicron or did she have Delta?
I don't know what variant she had, but she and her parents were really sick. She was able to get her parents the antibody treatment thing. She was not old enough because she's 40, and they said she wasn't old enough to get the antibody treatment. So when she finally was sick enough and hospitalized with us, they finally gave her the antibody treatment. She was really sick for a good 2 weeks, and she's still dealing with it, even though she's, quote-unquote, a little bit better.
In everybody's area, whether it be California where Jennifer is, here in Massachusetts where I am, down in Kentucky where, Tennessee, where Jay is, or where Victoria is in New Jersey, I went to the clinic that I got my, went to a pharmacy to get the shots, and at first I was told that you don't have to make an appointment, just come in. And I said, okay. And then I looked around because this guy has become a friend of mine, so I wasn't worried about that, but I wondered for other people. Like I was talking to my sister about this, and she said, oh, I can't get an appointment to get my booster. I haven't heard that.
That's interesting. Is that most a Massachusetts
of the places
thing,
don't,
maybe?
They don't require appointments. Just come in and get a shot.
Yeah.
Bingo.
That's what they're giving boosters at Costco. So I don't... I mean, in New Jersey, they have mega sites set up again. So if you want a booster, they're pretty much everywhere. What is impossible to get is a test appointment. So that is, and a test kit is an at-home test kit. They're pretty much gone from the shelves. And if you want to go to CVS or Walgreens to get a COVID test, I've been trying to get that for my parents for this week because they want to be tested before we're all together for Christmas. It's impossible. So the only thing we can do is we're trying to find an at-home test that they can take before, you know, before they're around everybody. But it is literally impossible. There is just nothing left in the entire state of New Jersey. This whole week,
Jennifer,
is nothing.
Are the public school officials there saying that the children should not be in school? Or
the last rumor was that some of the school districts were playing with the idea of not having the kids come back after the holidays, but no one's definitively said that. See, the problem with LA Unified is that they went to a vaccine mandate for kids, saying basically if you're over the age of 12, you had to have a vaccine in you to go to school. And so 35,000 parents chose not to vaccinate their kids yet, and so they were going to have to send all those kids to independent study, and that was going to break the system. They didn't have enough room, so they changed the vaccine mandate and delayed it. So whether they said they're going to either have to send everybody home and have teachers start teaching that way again, or just allow everybody back in school because they just don't have the program set up to do
so
it right now.
What I see, tell me again, we got about a minute here, on any level that you look at, there are a lot of Americans that are at risk if you haven't had a vaccine. If you have, you don't risk the severe case. You risk getting it. But you, I mean, if you're older...
Like Jay said, she's got someone who was boosted who was sick in the hospital. So there's always the exception.
Right. You're going to be your system. Remember, you're a chemical combination of things in your body, even though the genome... study 20, 25 years ago basically proved that we were all the same in terms of the chemical makeup of our bodies, but yet there's a different way things mix. That's why some people can take certain drugs and some people can't. You see those warnings on all those drug commercials on TV. Call your doctor if your system... And so it is different. We're all going to have a different reaction to this. But it does seem that there's a steady supply of information that makes the medical system say that, you know, you don't suffer. You get a bad cold, okay. Do people go to the hospital with a cold? No, they go to the hospital because they are afraid or scared because the information they're getting is incomplete. I think that's probably where we are at 48 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
After the hour now, should you go or should you stay? Well, if you stick around, you're going to find out how Meta, which is Facebook, is coming to the rescue of people who are being scammed. Or so they say they're going to do that. Are they really going to do that, Victoria?
Well, tis the season for phishing scams. So Meta is taking legal action against a bunch of hackers who have impersonated Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram. They're all their properties. And they've been conducting this massive phishing scam. The company claims that since 2019, these defendants that they're suing created over 39,000 websites in an attempt to replicate Meta's services and then deceiving users and then collecting all of their login information. So in a post to its blog, Meta said that the defendants used a relay service to send internet traffic to phony login pages that they created, and then while they were concealing their identity and location, as well as impersonating the logos and from Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram. So everything looks very official. And then if you clicked on that phishing link, usually it's through an email, that you're brought to a login page that looked exactly like you were logging into Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. And then what happens is, as soon as you attempt to log in, it's a dummy page. And so these hackers would collect your usernames, your passwords. They would be able to, you know, grab your URLs. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. It is. And this is really, really bad. So the best thing is, and this is not just exclusive to Facebook and their properties. This is happening to Google with YouTube as well. But the thing that's really happening right now is there is such an onslaught of email phishing scams. And the thing that you have to remember, and I don't know why people are still so trusting, and I'll throw Twitter into this as well. If you get an email from Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram or Twitter, delete the email immediately. Do not respond to it, because you're not going to be able to know. The average person is not going to know if this is real or not. So just delete the email and go directly to the social media platform, log into your account, and see if you actually have an official message from the
company. Why would they
send
you a message if, in fact, you could get it through your account? Why are they sending you an email?
Right. I mean, there are some instances where you will get a legitimate email from one of these social media platforms. But again, you don't really ever need to deal with them through that email. Delete the email just to be extra safe and go right into your account directly on Facebook or in the app or whatever app you're using. And that way you'll have notifications. If Facebook is trying to reach you for some sort of reason, they're going to let you know within the app itself. So you don't have to rely on an email communication. And in most cases, that is the easiest way for these phishing attacks to happen. And it's you know, this is going to take, and right now we've got this massive data breach with the Log4j issues, and they're sending out patches, government's involved. It's a whole big thing. Mm-hmm. So just be extra diligent, especially at the holiday time. That's when they seem to really love attacking more.
All right, speaking of the holidays, Airbnb is tightening their rules for people who are renting as you look forward to New Year's Eve. We'll find out how that's going to affect you after this.
That's good news for American retailers, as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the US that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
All right, so what do we have here from Airbnb, Victoria?
Well, Airbnb says that they're tightening their policy restrictions on New Year's Eve parties. They're adding an anti-party restriction to some three-night rentals for guests without a history of positive reviews. So this is affecting a whole bunch of countries, and guests without a history of positive reviews on Airbnb's platform are no longer allowed to make one-night, two-night, and now three-night reservations for an entire house because they say that poses a heightened risk for unauthorized parties. So guests on the platform who do have a positive history of reviews, they will not be subjected to these restrictions, but they are still banning house parties. This started in 2019 because of a fatal shooting at a Halloween party. 100 people were in the house. It was all over the local news. This was in California. Then the pandemic hit, and so now this is really more about COVID protocols. But just know, if you're trying to plan an Airbnb party, you're going to get busted.
You're not having a party. 59. Past the hour on the DJV program.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.